to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And we are definitely going to keep Benny busy today. And so I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Two things that I want to mention. First of all, I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, formerly known as Crustbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life. Many of you have been asking about crustbusting, and I want to tell you that we've got a new website that's going to be loaded onto crustbusting very soon. Lots of really cool information, and we're actually going to be forming some crustbusting circles over the next several months. And you all have asked for this, and we're going to respond. There's just so many things going on. But if you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, download the over 1,500 archives, or if you want to sign up for iTunes, which will automatically give you those shows, go to our website. Nick has done a fabulous job. I don't know how he did it, but he figured out how to get the shows automatically to iTunes, which will get them automatically to your iPod and your computer. Oh, the world of technology. I love it. Today's show is with my buddy, the Angel Lady, Sue Storm. And she's going to be joining us here today on the show. And let me just tell you a little bit about Sue and who she is and what she does. Sue Storm has been a guest on the Dr. Pat Show since day one, I think, Benny. Actually, I think she was the first show.
One of the original shows.
I would have to go back and look, but definitely in the first week, right?
Which is a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Right there.
And so she continues to be a regular on the Dr. Pat Show. And so she is someone that has been connecting our listeners with the power of angelic guidance for 4 years now. And we are thrilled that she is joining us here on the show. She has been on over 1,500 radio and television shows. She got connected with her gift at a very, very young age, 18 months. And so she's joining us here today to continue the conversation about wealth and well-being and whatever else is on your mind. And so the way that we're going to do this is she'll be joining us in a few minutes. But the way that we're going to be able to do this is we're opening up the phone lines so that those of you that want to get and have a reading with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, Benny is going to be able to punch you in now so that when Sue comes on, we're ready to go. A little bit different than what we usually do, but I think it's going to be a little bit easier for you so that we can be prepared and take your calls. Now, if you want to have a reading and you want to connect with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, dial this number, 1-800-930-2819. That's the Dr. Pat Show. Toll-free number comes right in here. You get to chat with Mr. Benny, and we will connect you with Sue when she comes on. 1-800-930-2819. That's the toll-free number. It doesn't take long for those phones to fill up. And Benny will bring you in. Sue will be joining us at a quarter after the hour, and then we will go right to the phone lines and connect you. So 1-800-930-2819. Now, please have a question ready, because we want you to get the kind of direct guidance that you deserve. Once the lines free up, for those of you that are not getting in directly, once they free up, keep calling that number, 1-800-930-2819, and we will put you in as soon as those free up. So Benny and I and Sue Storm are partnering to make this one of the most incredible connections that you can have right now. And so whether it's health, whether it's wealth, whether it's relationships. I wonder if Benny's going to ask Sue a question about relationships today. And what we're thrilled about is that Sue is actually writing her third book, and she is busy doing that. which is very, very incredible. We're very happy about that. And so as she writes her third book, we're going to also hear from her about what that's about. And so we're taking your call from wherever you're listening from, any part of the country, on our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And part of what we do with Sue is she'll not only do a reading, but we will actually help craft an affirmation for you, because that is part of what we talked to Peggy about those distinctions of wealth. And so, you know, as we look at our lives and we look at the kinds of things that we want to create, you know, the question is, how do we know what to do with angelic guidance? How do we know when it's that voice that is taking us closer to our dreams versus the voice that would be what we call crusty, holding us back? And the way that you know this is that, you know, the angelic voice is a voice that is saying yes to your life. It doesn't judge you. It doesn't put you down. It doesn't hold you back. And so the question is, what happens when you actually do hear that voice? Do we all have the courage to take the action we need to take? And so today we're going to not only address those things, but we're going to talk a lot about what it means to have, you know, the power to tap in to the angelic realm. And so I wanted to share a story earlier with Peggy, but I didn't get to do it. Peggy McCall was on the last hour, and certainly for those of you that were not with us, that are tuning in from different locations, you're going to want to listen to that show. Peggy's new book, by the way, she just shared with me, is now on the bestseller list. It is The 21 Distinctions of Wealth. Attract the abundance that you deserve. Not that you desire, that you deserve, which is kind of interesting. And so I was talking with her about attraction and the fact that today is the launch of her book. It's already at the top of the bestsellers list. If you go to Amazon to get it, the book is a hardcovered book, and I think it's being offered at $10. Unheard of. And so part of the conversation is, how do you launch? How do you get out of the gate in 2008? And so we talked about what we hold in our consciousness. Throughout every day, we're faced with a series of yeses and a series of nos. And no one knows this better than I do, and definitely the people working with the Dr. Pat Show. And the reason we know that is because we have conversations with many of our sponsors. And the reason that we get to be on air and bring you the shows that we do is because we partner with sponsors, people who we want to help take their message out into the world. And you all have helped us, because those sponsors are people that you not only look at and purchase their services and their products, but you support the show at the same time. But in the world we live in, some days there are many yeses and some days there are nos. And so how do we adjust our energy? How do we adjust who we are? How do we look at the folks that say, you know, this is not the right time for us to advertise with you, or we don't think it's a good fit, or what? How do we deal with that? And so Peggy was really clear about that. It doesn't matter what the circumstance is. It simply is a matter of consistently moving to a place of gratitude. Gratitude for the people that say yes, and gratitude for the people that don't. And to hold everyone at the highest possible place we can. The other idea is to do this with the circumstances in our lives. And that, I think that's even a bit more challenging, to be able to go to a place of gratitude. You know, even if there is a job that you wanted and you didn't get, to go to a place of gratitude for a raise that you might have wanted. But you don't have to go to that place of gratitude and come from a place of inaction. You go to that place of gratitude and come from a place of, okay, I'm going to take the next step. And I'm sharing this with you because this is part of my journey. This is part of what I've learned in doing this show. I've learned that, you know, there are ways that we on the Dr. Pat Show team, we get faced with this every day. How is it that we can all build ourselves up to the place where we move beyond what seems to be obstacles? And recently, I've personally had the experience. And what I've begun to learn is that when a door closes, it doesn't mean that you're being cut off from a lifeline or you're being cut off from your dream. What I've come to know is that, and I've had a really good metaphor for this, but, you know, let me give it to you kind of in the way that I envisioned it. It's almost like this pathway is being shut so that we can move in the direction that ultimately will be our greater good. And so it's not like a door shuts and we're cut off from the world. It's almost like we're being detoured in another direction because that is not the path that will get us to our ultimate goal. So I have this new idea now that whenever we have a sales meeting or whenever we have a new initiative, in that we look at the folks that have come to the table and for whatever reason, are not wanting to partner with us. And we look at that as probably the most incredible gift we have. Because I don't know about you, I have had more, quote, doors shut in my life than I can imagine. The question is, am I going to hang on the energy of that, or am I going to look for the detour which is going to ultimately get me on the pathway to my greater good? Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, when we come back from break, she'll be right there and we'll be taking our callers. Phone lines are hot, hot, hot. We'll be right back with the Angel Lady.
Shaggy with a coming in, shall we down this? Flip this one for your musical disc.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
Does how you think about money affect how much you have? In Hoonah, when you change your current way of thinking, the universe will always provide you with what you need and want. Money represents energy and the exchange or constant flow in and out. Hoonah is ancient wisdom, taught by the kahunas in Hawaii. Ancient wisdom, modern application. Hoonah is about empowerment, about increasing your spirituality and energy. What if you could bring into your life whatever you desire and learn to recognize your own limits and beliefs that create scarcity consciousness? Join the Empowerment Partnership May 3rd through the 4th in Newport Beach at their seminar called Creating Prosperity and Wealth, where you'll find the secrets you've been looking for. Call 800-800-MIND or visit Hoonah.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a $95 spring special. That's Hoonah.com, the Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The Lifelong Guidelines and Life Skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's thecenterforlearning.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
Yes, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. All of you called in. We're going to kick it up right now. Sue, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Pat. How's everything going?
You know, I got to tell you, it's going great. Going great. Just kind of like with you, I was sharing to everyone, you're writing your book, and we were talking about that, and what we've done is we've loaded up the phone line. So, Benny, you are the man. You're in charge.
All right, we're going to start things off. We had Joan calling in. She was first come, first serve, and she's calling in from Seattle, Washington. Joan is dealing with a few back problems. So, Joan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, I'm very grateful for my health, but I've got some low back issues.
Have you gotten your angels before?
Not for health.
Okay, well, Peter is the angel of health.
Okay.
And for low back pain, did you injure yourself or did it just start?
No, it just started again recently. I had it in the past, and I'm very good about exercising every day, and it just doesn't, and it goes back and forth between sides. It doesn't stay on one side.
Well, let me think here for a minute. What they said is medium blue, taking the color of like a royal blue and visualizing it in your back.
Okay.
And also another thing they're telling me is, in the book, it's with using power of eight. And if you can reach that part on your back, just make an eight with the crisscross at the place where it's painful.
Okay.
And believe me, it just somehow clears it up.
Oh, great.
Okay?
Great, thank you.
Okay, and Peter, again, is the angel you want to talk to.
Peter, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling in. Boy, I know what it's like for that back pain stuff.
I know, me too.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is we've been giving out Topperson samples. Topperson is a natural topical solution for pain. And the results have been phenomenal. So I don't know if, I think it was Joan, has heard about Topperson, but it has been incredible. The testimonials that are coming in from our listeners are mind-blowing. But let's keep going with the angels.
Yep, sounds like a plan. Let's go now to Christine from Bellevue, Washington. She's in a period of transition. That's another little health question. She was in the hospital not too long ago. So, Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hello, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doing much better. Thank you.
Great.
That was so actually coming up on a year that I was released from the hospital.
Perfect.
And I've really been able to work and getting to a point where I feel actually that my angels are trying to nudge me in certain directions that I can't quite pinpoint what they want me to do. And I'm trying to meditate and prayer, and I'm wondering if a move is in my future or should I stay put and try to find work here.
What they're showing me. They're showing me arrows moving up. And I'm not sure. I did not moving out.
Get up out of bed, huh?
But I think all your spiritual work is helping you move up. And they tell me just to have you keep smiling and doing what you're doing because everything you're doing is right.
Does that make sense?
Kind of taking it one day at a time. Yes, I guess.
Yeah. Does that give you enough, or did you want to be more specific about something?
Maybe more specific as far as whether I should move out of the area or look for work here.
Mm.
If you're getting any sensation on that.
Uh, I would look for work there. I don't see you moving out. Remember I said moving up but not out? I think your spirituality is moving you up, but I don't honestly see you moving out right away.
Okay.
Maybe later on. Maybe I just heard a voice, 5 years.
Okay, that'll help me because I'm in a rental and the owner doesn't quite know what he wants to do with the house, and I just love living here, and it's the deal of the century, so. Okay.
Okay, good.
That'll help me quite a bit. Thank you.
Yeah, I do. I do, because it's a beautiful place. When you mentioned it, your energy and the energy of the location, it just resonates together. So we'll see if we can't keep you there.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Benny?
Yep, that's me.
It's up to you.
Okay, let's go with Amy from Seattle. All of a sudden, she has tons of happening like me today. What can she do? Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, good morning, ladies. You know, life is really good, but the last 3 weeks, I have been challenged in ways I never have before. And so, yeah, I've never had an angel reading, so I'm not sure what.
Well, just kind of give me, when you say you've been challenged, give me some areas. So like, give me something to go on.
Sure. My aunt, my elderly aunt, her children have been taking advantage and abusing her. And so I'm kind of right in the middle of it, trying to advocate for her. And then also, I'm an artist. And so things have kind of slowed down, but having some opportunities, it's lots and lots of movement. All my appliances breaking down. Just really strange things in the last 3 weeks. So I'm just trying to figure out how best to go about, going through it with grace and ease and
First of all, the angels say your cousins have been mean to your aunt.
yes, they have.
Yeah, it's not just they're not treating her right.
Yeah.
They've really been mean to her. You are caught up in
awful,
it. And what I suggest you do with that is you just think about it, and then you ask the angels to send blessings to the situation. And for anyone listening, if there's anything going on in your life, just ask the angels to send blessings to the situation. That kind of helps it turn around.
Okay.
Okay, that's an easy, quick way to make it turn around. And then as far as your career, they tell me you're a really good artist, if you're really good with your artwork. So put energy into it. Don't give it up.
Oh, no. Nowhere near that. Just, we have these moments as artists. Good. So, great. Now, I guess I have a question. Is there like a specific angel that's kind of...
Well, let me give you your guardian angels, the ones that are with you.
All right.
Okay. You have Jacob, the angel of education.
Mm-hmm. I'm
and
a
you have
teacher.
Caroline,
yeah.
The angel of positive thinking.
Okay.
And then you have Joseph, the angel of joy.
Okay. Great.
You need an archangel too, they tell me? Michael, guidance and protection.
All righty. Well, thank you. That's
okay,
great.
Okay, so those
to know.
Are the angels that are guiding you now anyway, so why don't you talk to them and see if they can help?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for,
bye-bye.
I love this, thank you. You know, sometimes, Sue, we get our ups, we get our downs, we get our sideways, and sometimes we get challenged to say it's all good, but with our angels helping us, we're good to go. All right, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, if you want to have a reading, you want to check in with us, you want to connect, it doesn't matter where you're calling from, we've got a little toll-free number. For those of you that are in the United States, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Benny, you're in charge.
All right, we have Cynthia now holding. She is calling in from Snohomish, Washington. She's got a couple legal challenges, and she wants to know what Sue sees around that.
Okay, let's do it. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
Sue, what can we do?
Oh, I just wondered what you see as the outcome of a serious legal challenge where the facts of the case aren't being heard.
I was having a little trouble of hearing her. She wants to know the outcome of, can you repeat that?
Yes, Cynthia, could you say that again?
The outcome of a case where the facts are being withheld, I can't get them through.
So you can't get the facts through so that people actually hear the real story?
The truth, yeah.
Oh, the truth. So the question is, what can we do? How can the angels help?
Well, just what is going to happen with this?
Okay, well, let me tell you a couple of things. One, I would also ask for angels to send blessings to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I would ask for the truth be known, you know, just angels, the truth be known.
Mm-hmm.
And three, you have Ruth, who is the angel of divine justice. And keep her by your side. Keep visualizing her, talking to her, just like you're talking, you know, to a friend, because you really need some divine justice here. You're not getting it.
That's right.
And you're right. The angels are telling me you're right, and they're gonna step in any way they can.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and do you have your own personal angels yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Oh, good. I'm glad.
Well, I haven't gotten them from you, however.
Oh, you've gotten them from somebody else. Oh, okay, because I was kind of, I didn't think I had given them to you. All right, you have Timothy, the angel of good fortune, and Sarah, the angel of harmony, and your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Thank you. Well, interesting thing happened where Sunday morning, well, I drew one of my angel cards that I have, and it was I forget the name of the angel, but it had to do with prosperity, and you won't know where it comes from. And when I went downstairs in the morning, there's a pile of coins on the rug. That had no way to get there.
Wow, that's very interesting. Well, that's a sign of more things to come. Thank you so much for calling us today. Sue Stern, the angel lady in the house, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with her taking your calls. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Earth angel, earth angel.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Having a great memory and keeping it is on the minds of millions of people, including me. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I've just discovered a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement, the online school of phenomenal memory. I was amazed to know that there is a 100% success rate to get real phenomenal memory and memorize entire books, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to pmemory.net, download the free ebook, and register now to receive $75 off this online course. Don't forget, pmemory.net.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008. Or visit juliethong.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Energy medicine is the new frontier of medicine, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Research at the Institute is proving energy medicine to be effective for challenging and chronic health conditions. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 866-303-HEAL. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horse's or pet's quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how quantum healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, I want to sing. I love that song. Do you play that for your new girlfriend?
No.
You don't play that?
Well, she's listening, then obviously I did play it for her.
Okay, so you'll have to play, like, the old school Angel songs.
I don't know if we're official yet, though. We haven't reached that part of the dating scene. Like, you know, okay, I basically just haven't come to that point yet.
Which point is that? That you play her an Angel song?
No.
What?
That might be it.
Okay.
You know, I haven't done that. We're dating exclusive conversation.
But she can still be your girlfriend.
True.
I mean, haven't you dated and had girlfriends?
Yeah, but for me, I'm pretty much like...
Oh, you're Mr. Monogamous.
Yeah.
That's what I love about you.
So it's like dating, and then it's... There it is. There's the hint. There's the cue.
Would you
then
let
make
us know?
Move. Absolutely.
Okay.
You'll probably hear it.
Because then we have to have a call in.
Yeah, she's probably listening now.
I hope she calls in for an angel. So
hello,
maybe,
Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, if you're listening and you want to get an angel reading, you need to call in like now because we actually have a line open. And you can like get the scoop on whether or not, you know, Benny's the real deal for you. And if you need some help with Benny, you can get some angels to help you. 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Wow. Benny, who do we want to take care of?
I'm redder than the on light here.
I know you are. I'm watching you, dude.
All right, Sandy, save me. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, that's too funny. Thank you for taking my call.
I love your question. I just talked about this.
Yeah, I know. And I'm wondering, really, you know, so many times I talk to my angels all mm-hmm. the time, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that door does close. How do I know when they're saying you need to learn patience and persistence mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. you need to take this detour and learn your real destiny?
I love this question. I love this. Sue, did you hear the question? It's about...
Give it to me exactly.
I'm going to give it to you again. Uh-huh. You know, and it's something I talked about before you came on. And it's like, what happens when... And I'm going to use the words that Sandy is. What happens when angels close the door? You know, how does one detour around? And what I used is an example that sometimes doors close in my life, not because it's a no, but because my guides are trying to get me to go in a direction that leads to my ultimate greater good. But how can we help Sandy? And Sandy, you know, when you say in a door close, obviously this is happening for you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you need something more specific?
No, not at all. Well, yeah, if there is, what is the door closed on if you've got something
yeah,
more specific?
What door has closed for you, Sandy?
Oh, well, just recently and okay. moving, you know.
Okay. All right. Moving. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you
but
thought you were going to move?
There are a lot of aspects of my life.
Mm.
I think, you know, you do all that's what life is kind of a series of mm-hmm. detours.
Why, boy, did you sum it up. That is really good. So how do the angels help with this? Because sometimes
okay, well,
a door shuts.
Well, the thing is, a door doesn't close or unless a window opens. You know what they say that?
So, I love that. See, that's
it. In every situation in my life and everything that I remember, when something has seemed like adversity, or seemed like a challenge, it led to something better. And sometimes we get in relationships, and we just never want to get out until something really bad happens, and then we find someone better. And it just seems to me that they don't close. Oh, this is what they're telling me. They don't close it till it's time to close it. And then if you haven't done it, they'll do it, and then you can move on to whatever is better that they have for you. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily mean that I should stick with this, you know, when you kind of get a bee in your bonnet
yep.
and you go, you want to be persistent.
Yep. Yep, I totally get that.
You don't want to give up, you know?
But you know what the deal is, and Sue, correct me if I'm wrong. There's a song, maybe Benny can bring it up. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Yep, I agree.
And for me, okay. I tell you, I stay too long. I stay too long in my job. I stay too long in relationships. I stay too long.
Too.
Yeah, and so you know what my declaration is right now? I don't want to go to the pain where I'm not paying the attention to the door shutting and I'm being guided in a different direction. Because if you don't pay attention to that and say, I praise and raise this, thank you for shutting and pointing me in the direction to help me get there more quickly. If you don't do that, the universe, in my experience, I am so tired of getting the 2x4 in the head that I gave that up about 4 years ago. So join me in doing that, okay?
Okay. Good for you.
All right. So we can do it together.
Yeah, okay. Let me give you an angel, too.
How about an affirmation?
Angel of positive thinking? Mm. He's going to help you open those doors.
How about an affirmation, Sue?
An affirmation? Sure.
Yeah.
Let me see which one. I have a zest for life. That's the one that's going to do it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Wow, that was good, Benny.
Absolutely.
Love our listeners.
Let's see if we can grab another one. Kathy from, I'm going to try this. Is it Chelmsford, Massachusetts? Is that right?
Chelmsford, Massachusetts.
Chelmsford, okay.
Hi, so, Kathy.
I don't have the accent, so, you know, we got to work with it. She has got a career situation, and she wants to know what direction she's going in.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Kathy. I'd love get Sue
Thank
and
you.
Connect you.
Thank you. So tell me about your career. Well, I haven't worked at all since 1995. I was injured. I was in a pretty serious ski accident then. And I am a registered nurse, but I just, so I've been thinking lately of, you know, wanting to do something, a little something anyways. And I just took a position.
What is fun for you? They tell me you're not having enough fun.
Well, that's the thing. I just took this little job as a nanny, and I absolutely love to be around. I love to watch infant development. It really fascinates me, infant and child development and stuff. And I love the pure energy of a little one and stuff. And so I just took this position. I was pretty excited about it. And it was supposed to be 3 days a week, and her husband's schedule got changed, so it changed to, it's down to 1 or 2 days a week. And I'm a little upset about that, because I was kind of counting on it for income, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether I should...
There's something else out there for you, though. Don't stop. Keep looking. And Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career development.
Okay.
And that's the angel that's by your side.
I'm wondering, though, if I should just hang in with this one a while. I mean, it's not like I'm really in a dire financial situation or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if this is good and I should just hang in there for a while and, you know?
The only thing they keep telling me over and over again is to do what you love. So if you feel like you want to hang in there, do it. And if not, find something else you love better.
Yeah, because I've never felt like that nursing was my thing. You know what I mean? I've never felt that about that.
Okay. Well, just you need more love in your life and you need more fun in your life. So whatever you can do, they're helping. Whatever you can do to cultivate it, work on
it. All right. Sounds good. Yeah,
okay,
thank
good.
You.
There's your goal.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for joining us here today. I can tell you, I think we all need more fun in our lives.
I think so, too.
I think we do. What's an affirmation we can do about the fun thing? I'll let you think about that as we go to the phones.
Okay.
Benny's laughing.
It's all good. John from Seattle, Washington.
Is that Amanda ringing?
I don't know. I'm only one person, Pat. Okay, I can't get to the phone right now.
I'm just wondering if it's her.
I don't know.
Did she text you?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Calm down.
Okay.
John is on the phone from Seattle, Washington. He's got a career question. He just started a new business or new job. He wants to know where it's going. John.
Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing? Did I catch you eating something?
Yes.
I know. I got you, dude. So that happens to me sometimes on the air.
It's an apple or something.
How can we help you here? What's your question?
I guess it was just like I was wondering if I was
going in the right direction with my career. I just left my job that I was at for about 7 years and started a new job. And I just wanted to know, you know, how you see it going. You know, I mean, there's a lot of changes happened in December and the beginning of this year. So I'm just trying to see if I'm on the right path, you know, because I've had other opportunities come up. And I just want to know if I should stay on the path I'm on now or, you know, go in a different direction.
Okay, Sue?
Tell me a little bit more about the job you just took. Is it more money, more better for you? Give me a little bit about that one.
It's with a larger company, so, I mean, there's more potential for growth. You know, that's what attracted me, that there was, a lot more potential for growth. But it's in a different city, you know? So there's a commute there that takes away from a lot of my time. And,
okay.
I mean, you know, other than that, it's the same hours and, you know.
Okay, all right.
And well, the same thing.
The angels are telling me that you're directly on the right path, and that's their words, the word directly on the right path. So stick with what you're doing. But they also seem to feel something else is coming in, and it's I don't know, it just feels like this new beautiful cloud is coming in, not a bad one, you know, just a really bright one. So something new may be happening as far as a promotion or something new.
Okay, well, I also started, learning the basics of, real estate and, in particular, pre-foreclosures and cash. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, John, hold on. You can continue with Sue during the break. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take some other calls. We got some folks calling in here on the Dr. Pat Show. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. If you want to find out more about her, go to her website, theangellady.net. Sue Storm, joining us here today. We'll be right back.
Looking at me, now I know why they say the best things are free.
Are you feeling presentation challenged? Are you scared, nervous, or anxious in front of a group? Learn how to present magically. The Empowerment Partnership offers the Presenting Magically seminar in Seattle, May 16th through the 18th. Gain rapport with groups of any size. Manage the energy around you. Increase your charisma and magnetism. Call for your $95 spring special at 800-800-MIND. Visit NLP.com. The Presenting Magically seminar from the Empowerment Partnership at NLP.com.
Are you suffering from chronic pain and fatigue? Are you tired of taking medications? There are solutions that are completely natural and effective. The key is to identify the root of the problem and allow your body, mind, and spirit to do the healing. At Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Darvish and her staff do just that. Treat you as an individual. Find the root cause of your symptoms and stimulate your innate healing. Call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631. That's 415-328-2631. Or visit leadershipsoulcoach.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles?
The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Sue, why don't we tell everyone about how they can find out more about you and get copies of your books?
Okay, good. Well, I have two books, Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, which is a general book, everything the angels want you to know, health, happiness, prosperity, just about even a chapter on pets and inner peace and everything the angels want you to know. And then I also have another one, Angel First Aid, Rx for Success, which is how to find your life's purpose and be successful, because the angels tell me that that's the way there's less bumps in the road and things run more smoothly is when you're doing your life's purpose. And to reach me or get a consultation or a reading, it's 800-323-1790, and that's the number for the books and the reading, 800-323-1790. And my website is theangellady.net. theangellady.net.
Excellent day. Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
Who do we have?
Susan from Issaquah, Washington. She's got a question about career. It seems like the career questions today.
All right.
Yeah, she wants to know.
Well, career and health.
The career and health, exactly, because Mike's waiting on about a health question, too. She knows her direction. She's got an interview coming up. She wants to just kind of know where else it's going to go. So, Susan, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. So, we want to help you.
I want your help, too. I need your help. Yes, I have an interview coming up, and I would like to know. I'd like to know if this, you know, what can I do to make to see if I can get this position? Because I would really like to have this position.
Wait, you know what? You have a lot of lot going for you, and the one thing that they're talking about is your confidence. And just keep working on your confidence. It just feels like it's you have a real good chance at it. But the one thing, again, that they're saying is confidence, confidence, confidence.
Right. And okay. I know that part to myself.
Okay. And if you want to talk to me more about it, I can be more specific. You know, you can call that 800 number, and I can talk to you, you know, another time and give you some more information. But they just are really impressing the confidence on you. And right. By the way, Rebecca is the angel of confidence.
I was going to ask you, who should I? Rebecca, yep. Who I need to talk to, huh?
And then Nicole is the angel for interviewing.
Oh.
So take that angel with you.
Oh, I certainly will.
Okay.
And good. Okay, well, hopefully,
let us know how it goes.
For me. Pardon?
Let us know how it goes.
Well, hopefully Nicole will be there with me.
Well, you know, she'll be there with you if you ask her to be.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying to you. I mean, this is what we've been doing with Sue Storm for 4 years.
Yeah.
If you ask Nicole to be your buddy and be there with you, then what I suggest you do, because I've done this myself, you have a conversation with her, not only on the day, but, you know, talk with Nicole and ask her how to best prepare.
Yeah.
And then right when you, before you get in there, you know, you have that conversation with her to be there with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so take on the confidence of an angel like Nicole would have.
Right.
All right, you're good to go.
Okay, good. Okay.
Thanks for calling. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Susan. And let's take, I think we got time for one or two more. If you got a call, give us a call here for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take one more. Mike's waiting. He's calling in from Tacoma, Washington. He's got a health question. Mike.
Mike.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Dr. Pat.
How are you, yeah. Mr. Mike?
Oh, not too bad, my dear. Hey, that song, that Earth Angel, that's an old 50s song.
You bet it is.
Oh, yeah, I grew up with it, sweetie, so. And what I called in for is, Sue, appreciate all your help, and God bless you for what you do, my dear. I'm kind of going through a great quad right now. I'm concerned about a prostate matter that's going on, and I want to find out how that's going to turn out, and also how my love life and financial matter is going to be. So I'm giving you three shots.
All right, so let's start with the health.
Okay, Peter is the angel of health, and it looks pretty good, actually. It looks like it's going to improve. And
yeah.
Then the financials, Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. And just pull on his robes, you know.
Okay.
The angels tell me they're listening. They're listening. You've been talking to them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They've heard you. They want you to know. They've heard you.
Okay. Well,
okay. Keep up the good work.
Okay, and God bless you, and you have a beautiful week. And Dr. Pat, just keep on rocking.
I'm going to do that. I love that. Thank you so much, Mike. I love the energy. I mean, don't you love our listeners? So
I do.
They have been incredible.
Absolutely.
Now, let's put Sue Storm on the hot seat.
Uh-oh.
All right. Tell me what you've been up to. What have you been asking your angels for?
Oh, goodness, I asked all of them for lots and lots of help in writing my book and getting it out there and getting it to the world. And they told me something very interesting, Pat. They told me that it's more important that my book goes to England, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan than the United States. I thought that was really interesting, but it's going to go everywhere. And it's called Angel First Aid, RX for True Love. And it deals with everything about love, every aspect of love, love of pets, love of yourself, love of God, love of the angels, love of community, love of the world. I mean, it's just an incredible book on love. So I can't wait to get it out there.
Well, and you and I have been talking about this for some time. We have been talking about the book for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's finally here.
Okay. So how is it going?
Good, good. Everything is running smooth. It's just deadlines are not my favorite, but Jessie is the angel of deadlines, so she's right here helping too. I'm calling on Rita, the angel of writing. Everybody's here. We're the gang's all here. we're working on it together.
Oh, cool. Very cool. You know, Sue, we were talking about a few things here, and I wanted to get you, ask you to share some of the angel exercises that we can do.
That I do?
That you do that our listeners can do.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, one of the big ones, and this is the one that Benny talks about all the time, is dollar signs. It's just taking your hand and putting it out in front of you and take your finger and just draw some dollar signs. You start with little ones and big ones and just keep drawing dollar signs. And then say the words, I am a mighty money magnet, and say it with emphasis and with enthusiasm. I am a mighty money magnet. And just keep drawing those dollar signs. That's one. And then if you're looking for love, and everybody seems to be these days, you take your finger out in front of you and just draw a heart. And draw the heart. And it's amazing. One lady said to me, well, I wanted my relationship with my husband to get better, so I started drawing the hearts, big ones and little ones. And what happened was her children started to respect her and treat her better. So really, love is kind of an interesting thing, and those are a couple of the remedies that are the ones that I was thinking of.
So, you know, as we get ready to launch, and what I mean by launch is, you know, create the images and the visions of what we desire, what is the best way from an angel perspective for us to go about that?
I guess the remedy that comes to me is a goal a day. And what I would do first is every day in the morning when you get up, take a plain white sheet of paper and write down exactly what you want. Be specific. If you're looking for a soulmate, if you're looking for a job, Be specific about what you want. And if you don't get it, don't get upset. The next day, write it on your list again. Put it on your list again. That's one thing. And another is that you really get what you believe you deserve. So if there's anything inside of you that is telling you you don't deserve it, then call for a reading. Let's turn it around because you will get likes attract, like attracts like, and you will get exactly what you think you deserve, whether you realize it consciously or not.
Well, we're here to help everyone do that. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, thank you so much. We cannot wait for your book to be finished and all that you do. And so I want to thank you as well as all of the listeners for calling in today and creating such an incredible energy and vibration. Sue, what is your personal messages for folks today?
Be yourself. I think the most important thing right now the angels are saying is for people to be themselves, not what anyone else wants, but what you want. You be you.
I love that. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, if you want to find out more about her, go to www.theangellady.net. Benny, thank you so much for an incredible job today. Thanks to all the listeners that tune us in and turn us on every day. We promise to meet and exceed your expectations. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. And remember, break through and live life full out. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. Fabulous show. Madeline is back in the house. And I'm introducing you to an incredible individual, Gary Bros. We'll be here tomorrow.